Good morning, and thank you for the introduction. In October 2014, New York State Commissioner of Health mandated monthly screening and isolation drills to maintain readiness for Ebola viral disease at frontline healthcare facilities. In response, hospitals developed and conducted unannounced mystery patient drills, which involved an actor presenting to the emergency room with a history consistent with Ebola viral disease. In order to begin this preparedness endeavor, New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene provided guidance to 55 New York City hospitals for EVD screening and isolation. Facilities then developed their protocols and conducted mystery patient drills. This was followed by voluntary submission of after-action reports, which summarized at least one of the drills conducted between October 2014 to April 2015. The exercise began with a mystery patient presenting to the emergency department with symptoms consistent with EVD. Then the time required for the patient to be triaged was recorded, followed by the time required for being isolated and evaluated by a clinician. Observations were also made regarding adherence to appropriate infection control measures at each of these steps. Facilities also assessed their notification protocols. The exercise was then concluded with an hot wash, which involved discussion with the participating emergency department staff and the mystery patient, where they discussed what went well and what needed improvement. The hot wash was then summarized in an after-action report, which also documented the required timestamps, lessons learned, and future improvement plans. The after-action reports, which were then submitted to New York City Department of Health, were assessed for qualitative measures and quantitative measures. The qualitative measures focused on extracting strengths and challenges experienced, and the quantitative measures focused on generating summary statistics from the timestamps. So 45 New York City hospitals submitted one or more after-action reports. Quantitatively, 40 after-action were assessed to capture the required timestamps, and qualitatively, 55 after-action reports were reviewed, coded, and extracted. As we see here, the median time from entry to isolation was 9 minutes, ranging from 1 minute to 36 minutes, and the median time from isolation to evaluation was 14 minutes, ranging from 1 minute to 127 minutes. On the qualitative analysis of the after-action reports, the themes identified for recurrent strengths were consistent travel history screening, compliance with internal notification protocols, compliance with security protocols, providing and donning masks rapidly, while the themes identified in challenges were staff competency with donning and doffing of personal protective equipment, availability of isolation rooms, communication from within the isolation rooms. So in conclusions, mystery patient drills benefit hospitals as they help them identify gaps in readiness and also help in planning improvements. And for this study, the future implications would be development of a standardized mystery patient drill program for communicable diseases of public health concern. I would like to thank my preceptors at the Office of Emergency Preparedness Response, Bureau of Healthcare System Readiness, and also my preceptors from the Preventive Medicine Residency Program at New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. And lastly, I'd like to thank Yale New Haven Health System Center for Emergency Preparedness and Disaster Response.